But I feel it's so important to constantly remind us all of how fleeting success and winning can be if we don't continue to operate with the same level of hunger, of passion, of belief, and pursuit of excellence, and not settling for mediocrity. There are literally 200,000 people who in many ways rely collectively on what we do here every day. And inversely, we rely on the 200,000 people and everything that goes on outside of this building on them to execute a strategy more often than not that we create. You have built an extraordinary company that literally is recognized and respected all over the world. But as I've said so many times, it is not an entitlement. We have to earn it. And we learned the hard way 2.5 years ago that we have to earn it every day. So I ask you, more than anything else, to remember the feeling of what it was like when the world had pretty much turned against us and people stopped believing in who we were and who we could be. Because it was the resiliency and the belief in one another, our core purpose, our mission, our values, the quality of our coffee, the experience, and everything that we've created over 40 years that we have transformed to be in this place. I now believe, and this is not something I'm just saying, that our best days as a company and an organization are absolutely in front of us. And the opportunities that are going to unveil themselves to the company and to the individuals that are going to create all this is going to be quite significant. But those opportunities have to be earned. And I ask you, individually and collectively, as I did in New Orleans, to understand what it means to take the work personally and to be responsible. And when you see something that you know is inconsistent with the quality and the excellence of the heritage of this company, don't be a bystander. You have a voice. It doesn't matter who you are in this company and how long you've worked here, you are a Starbucks partner. You have a voice. And we need everyone's commitment and everyone's voice to continue to succeed at the level that we've succeeded over the last 2 years. And I promise you that what I'm asking of you, I'm asking of myself in the exact same way, that we will continue to work together to build the kind of company that you and your families will be extremely proud of in the future years to come. But I guarantee you, the future of Starbucks has significant promise, and we are just getting started. Thank you very much.